Well, you didn't throw no cabbages, so I guess it's all right to tell you our names. You know, you need to look at us like we look funny. We know we do. We're just plain old everyday hillbillies from down in Northeast Tennessee. And by the way, Northeast Tennessee, when I say Northeast, you know, if you come to the state of Tennessee, you either tell people you're from the East, the Middle, or the West. It's just like we're in three different territories, you know. That's carried over from way back during Civil War days, I guess. Fellow over there on that banjo, as they say back up in the mountains, it's gonna soon be 80 years old. That's Creed Birchfield. You see that little sheepish grin? There's a lot behind that grin too, let me tell you. Now, fellow on fiddle, you know, he's kind of the shy one, I guess. When he started back playing on radio back during the 30s and 40s, he didn't face the microphone. He always turned his back to the audience he's playing for. But when we started in 76, we got him to turn around and grin every once in a while. That's the fiddler, the banjo picker's brother. That's Joe Birchfield. Don't let that toothless grin fool you either. Those two guys, you know, you hear people talk about the younger generation. If you had a chance to talk to these two, or I could talk to you not on stage. Now, some of the things I tell up here and everything I tell on them is true, but some of the things I can't tell in public. These guys really got around, let me tell you. And I don't know, that might have been by the help of Northeast Tennessee moonshine. I don't know. You notice we got an upside down backward guitar picker? He does everything that way, upside down and backward. That's the fiddle player's son, Bill Birchfield. And it don't matter what you call me as long as I'm there three times a day. And don't look at me and say I'm overweight. I know it, but I love to eat. I'm Janice on Gut Bucket or Wash Tub Bass. Now, if you guys will stand right still and play this tune, we'll play Sally Ann. Thank you. What's the matter, Pap? We ain't got him up yet. Something's wrong. You got enough rosin on the bow? Let's do one Creed lesson instead of playing it, calling it walking in a parlor. He calls it running in a parlor. Creed, let's move these people a little bit. Let's see some flat footing up here in West Virginia. Just a little bit more of that, huh? Well, we got a broke down wire right here, right now. Look like to me you all were doing all right. I thought you were afraid of those girls and you got way over on the side. I don't blame you, boy, with all that kicking. Was that clogging? Okay. Yeah, that was clogging, buck dancing, flat foot, and all combined in one. He's sitting right out there looking at you.
I'll get him up there again.
Creed over on that banjo said, you know what, I'd be the best dancer Carter County, Tennessee had if somebody just propped me up. We're going to have to run out and get Bill some barbed wire. Boy, he really goes through them every once in a while. We've tried every string in the book, and Pap says, boy, they don't make them like he used to. I'll tell you a little story on that fellow over there on banjo. You know, I told you to watch his sheepish grin. I'll tell you what. You know, I told you that the older generation, every once in a while, senior citizens talk about us younger generation. I'm not so young anymore myself. I'm going down that other side, too. But that fellow over there, their mom lived to be 106 years of age. And the fiddler there still lives on the original farm, and he still lives the old-time way. He still carries his own water and cooks on a wood stove and butchers his own hogs and milks his own cows. Wouldn't have it any other way. How old is he? I ain't gonna tell you. We always let you sit out there and guess. The only thing the fiddler says is... What I started to tell you is their mom was good that hickory switch down there in Tennessee. And the trees are still bare on one side where she had to break so many for those two. Let's play some ragtime, Annie, and see if we can't get these dancers out again.
Thank you.
trying to make me shorter than I already am. That's all right. Still didn't tell you how old he is, did I? Well, he always says, just tell him I had a harder life than my brother. The years ain't got nothing to do with it. As long as you're having fun on this earth, forget about them years. You fellas gonna change gear, huh? By the way, we got a tune we just gotta do here for Michael Klein. He requested this before we came out here. Michael, you all ready? You promised you're gonna dance on this one now, didn't you? No, you were supposed to dance. If you ain't gonna dance, you pat your foot pretty heavy. The old timers call it Rubens Train. We sort of got our own style doing this, and we call it Train 45. You know, Pap's a sawmill fiddler. You know, he didn't learn his music out of a book. He learned it from his father and his uncle down the line and before him, and the first fiddle he ever had was made out of a cigar box, and he was so small he had to lay it up in a chair. And they started out on a homemade banjo. And let me tell you, these two over here, the banjo picker used to be the fiddler years ago. And Pap here was the banjo picker. And somewhere down the line, they switched. I guess they discovered, well, they always say a sensitive person plays the fiddle. And Pap don't talk too much. He does a lot of looking, but he don't say a lot. Can't never tell what he's thinking. Banjo picker over there, though, he can't keep quiet. He can't keep a secret, buddy, let me tell you. You ladies better beware of him. He's doing all right. He's batching by himself now, and boy, he keeps house better than I do. Somewhere along the line, my parents didn't teach me too good, Creed. Your mom must have been better on the hickory switch than mine.
She's pretty good.
Pap said, let me tell you what, you didn't know what a hickory switching was, so that woman got a hold of you. Because she's one of these ladies could jump off the floor and click her heels together about three times before she came down again.
She made you remember it for a couple of months.
You didn't forget it 30 minutes after she got a hold of you.
One time they were going to help Mama. You know, I can tell a few tales on them. Gosh, there's some of them I can't tell because I'd get banned out of here with a big rated X or something. Because I didn't run around nude in MA models and rumble seats and hit the moonshine still and everything like you fellers did. You know, it was streaking years before Ray Stevens wrote the tune about streaking. Creed over there is the fella that got down his dad's homemade tooth pullers. You know, their dad was a blacksmith, and he got down those tooth pullers and made it home. You know, you way up in the mountains where we live, see, we're used to mountains like this. Roan Mountain, the third highest peak east of the Rocky Mountains, we're sort of used to mountainous territory. Well, Creed got a hold of those old tooth pullers over there, and he got the old tomcat down the middle of the floor. You know, he's going to try them out, see how good Pap made them tooth pullers before he tried them out on Creed. He'd pull a tooth and break some off and pop that old cat over the head and say, when that cat is scratching him, he'd say, if you stop that, I'll be through in a minute. You didn't skin him out and put him on a banjo, did you? You fellers got rid of a lot up there on Hampton Creek using them for banjo heads. The neighbor missed a big cat, that's usually where he went to. If they couldn't get a hold of a groundhog hide or cave-hide, boy, the cat was next. That's all there was to it. Now, one time, you know, when they used to pick feathers off their ducks and geese to make down for feather beds and feather pillows? Well, they caught Mama gone one day. Now, these two fellas were raised in a log house. And they caught Mom gone walking to the store one day. That was probably about 3 miles down into the village of Roan Mountain. And they thought they were going to help her out. Now, there was a whole family of these kids, boy, let me tell you. Creed, I guess it was your idea. You're usually the one that come up with most of them. Well, they got all of Mama's chickens and geese and ducks and turkeys, and they put them in the house. Now, you know, when a chicken molts, it tries to have those feathers back by fall of the year when it starts getting cold. Well, Well, now this is when these kids decided to pluck all that down off. Well, when Mama came back from a store, there was strange creatures running around the yard. And they didn't pick the down off, they plucked every feather they had. Well, boy, Mama, when she opened that log cabin door, there was nothing hit her in the face but a fog of feathers. So she lined them all up, and I think Creed dashed in under the bed, trying to get away. She lined everybody up, and they took their whipping. Pap, they couldn't find him, the fiddler, and after she looked a couple of days and nights, they were getting worried. And I told Joe, I said, before I'd have stayed down that spring house in the chop barrel, I'd have come on out and lined up and took my whipping before I'd have starved to death. Pap said, boy, you don't know what kind of hickory switching that was, though. You ready to do train 45?
Yeah.
Hit the floor, Mike.
Thank you. Would you like one more? One more.
Yeah, let's see how you can cut the mustard. Well, now you stand right still and we'll play Brown's Dream.